He's the ruler of everything. Let's lift his name on high. Come on, Zion, we praise our King. Let's celebrate our King. He's the ruler of everything. Let's lift his name on high. Come on, Zion, we praise our King. Let's celebrate our King. He's the ruler of everything. Let's lift his name on high. Come on, Zion, we praise our King. He's worthy of our praise. God and the Ancient of Faith. Let's lift his name on high. Come on, Zion, we praise our King. He's worthy of our praise. God and Ancient of Faith, let's lift his name on high. Come on, Zion, we praise our King. He's awesome and glorious, ever victorious. He is a great God. He's awesome and glorious, ever victorious. He is a great God. Can you say that? He's awesome, victorious, ever victorious. He's reigning over us. He's a great God. He's righteous and glorious, ever victorious. He's reigning over us. He's a great God. He's a great God. He's a great God. He is a great God. He's a great God. He is a great God. He's a great God. He is a great God. He's a great God, ever victorious, forever reigning over us. He is a great God. He's a great God. He's a great God. Hallelujah. We serve a great God. Happy anniversary to the Master's Call family. 11 years of enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives. God, we celebrate you because you are a great God. You have kept us for 11 years, God, and we celebrate you. We honor you, and we give you the praise. Hallelujah. Faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. 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 We're reaping the harvest God promised me. Take back what the devil stole from me, and we'll rejoice today. For we shall recover it all. Yes, we'll rejoice today. For we shall recover it all. Faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. Faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. We're reaping the harvest God promised us. Take back what the devil stole from us, and we'll rejoice today. For we shall recover it all. Yes, we'll rejoice today. For we shall recover it all. Worthy, worthy, worthy is our God, every day he's what? Worthy. Worthy, worthy is our God. We're reaping the harvest God promised us. Take back what the devil stole from us, and we'll rejoice today. For we shall recover it all. Yes, we'll rejoice today. For we shall recover it all. Holy, holy, holy is our God. Every day he's holy, holy. Holy, holy is our God. Oh, he's holy, holy. Holy, holy is our God. He's holy, holy. Holy, holy is our God. We're reaping the harvest God promised us. Take back what the devil stole from us, and we'll rejoice today. For we shall recover it all. Yes, we'll rejoice today. For we shall recover it all. Precious, precious, precious is our God. Thank you, Lord. Precious. Precious, precious is our God. Precious, precious, precious is our God. Precious, precious, precious is our God. We're reaping the harvest God promised us. Take back what the devil stole from us, and we'll rejoice today. For we shall recover it all. Yes, we'll rejoice today. For we shall recover it all. Yes, we'll rejoice today. Oh, we give you the praise, God. Yes, we'll rejoice today. Put your hands together and give God the praise. Hallelujah. When we'll rejoice today, for we shall recover it all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, it's the highest praise. Hallelujah, just lift up your voices and say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we praise you for 11 years, God. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. This morning on the Master's Call, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. praise your name, God. We bless your
name. Well, glory to your name. We prepare our heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit to pray. Lord, we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the worship, and all the honor. We magnify your name. We adore you. Our very next breath depends upon you. We can't move to the left or the right or go straight ahead or stay where we are until we hear from you. We need an unction, a push, a move from the Holy Spirit. Continue to comfort and keep us, Lord, as we celebrate our 11th year. Lord, please continue to bless our two fearless leaders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. For these two sister ministers heard from you, got together in holy unity and in obedience, and began this master's call. Please continue to bless and keep them and help them to walk in their anointing that you have given them day by day. Strengthen their bodies, their life, everything they touch shall be success. Lord, please keep our leadership team, their families, their friends. Keep us close to you. Keep us going strong for many more years. Bless the Artist Life family, all business owners, entrepreneurs. Bless each and every person that has came on this call to worship and praise and hear a word from you for 11 years, from the oldest member to the newest member to everyone in between. We are walking in greatness. We are walking in your faith. The joy of you is our strength. We need your holiness, your righteousness. Bless those families that are bereaved, Lord, and that are fighting to press through to keep a cheerful countenance. Help them be like Brother David and let them wash their face and see the joy of the Lord. Leave tomorrow behind us, though we may not forget, but let's help us to forgive and move forward in what the Lord has for us and walk in prosperity and productivity. We are your people. We are called by your name. We will never give up. We know that obedience is better than sacrifice. We are your people in this world, Lord. We are the salt of the earth, and we thank you for your help, hope, and strength. Please bless our speaker on this morning and give them the strength to speak from the throne room. We thank you, Lord. Today we are overjoyed. Lord, be with us. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Ruth?
Loud and clear, Dr. V. Go ahead. Take it away.
All right. Good morning, good morning. Thank you again, Minister Ruth, for greeting and seating our family as they came on the line with that sweet spirit of hospitality. Thank you to our songbird, Minister Tiffany, for truly ushering us into the presence of the Lord this morning. Yes, I am Dr. Vanessa, one of the co-founders of the Master's Call, calling in from Prairie View, Texas, saying happy birthday to the Master's Call, thanking God for 11 years. I was so glad to hear my co-founder, Dr. Pecola Roberts, give a shout-out this morning. Literally, this day, October 25th, 2010, Dr. Pecola Roberts and myself started this vision, grabbed this baton, said yes to the Lord, and began this call every weekday, Monday through Friday. And to the glory of God and God alone, we have never missed a day. God has allowed us, be it Christmas, Thanksgiving, July 4th, whatever day, holiday or not, Monday through Friday, we have been here just doing what God instructed us to do. Our scripture, Psalms 88:13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, And in the morning, my prayer comes before you. And the mission statement that we have held firm to, articulated it, announced it to the atmosphere every morning, is we're here to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have endeavored with the help of the Holy Ghost to do that every day through the preaching of God's word, through the encouragement to God's people, through worship and song, just to have this a safe place to glorify God with the main purpose, as we started, to undergird artist's life in prayer. We have a website that we have developed and archive all of our messages, and to see the schedule of this entire Founders Week can be found at themasterscall.net, the masters with an S, call.net, and all of our messages since that October 25th, 2010 day have been archived. And I always say, if you need a word break, if you need to have a break to encourage your spirit and to stir up your heart, we encourage you to go there. The theme that God has given us this year and the theme for this Founders Week in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed, coming from Mark 16, that 15th through 20th verse. And we're just so humbled by so many names and people that we love who come on today and hopefully throughout this week and beyond to be a part of this celebration. We are undergirding and celebrating with the Artist Life International family that was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 32 years ago. So we're honored to be a part of those 11 years, to be a part of being a support to this company that has great products to help the world become healthy. Now, the new morning motivational call, which is held right after this call, has a team of anointed and appointed leaders that give vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist Life products. And that number to call in right after this call is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005, and the pin code is 294617 pound, 294617 pound, and has a bypass number in case you may have T-Mobile or Boost or PC Mobile that you need a bridge number. That number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. And today is Inspirational Monday, and our speaker for today is Pastor Carlton Johnson out of Houston, Texas, and yours truly will be the host. So we're excited about that. I'm going to ask, before I read the introduction of our awesome speaker, some of you were on earlier and heard her, but many of you all did not. I just want, just real briefly, because I want everybody to hear her voice, for my beloved co-founder, who God has yoked us together at the hip and knitted us together at the heart, to come on and say good morning to our Artist Life and really our Master's Call family, as we say happy birthday today to the TMC. Dr. Pecola Roberts, will you come give us a quick shout-out, please?
Thank you so much. God bless you. Love, love, love you. We're going to move right out of the way, and so our speaker can come on up, and she always has something powerful to give. TMC family, I love you. God bless you, and thank you for praying for me, and know that the word of God says, I shall live and not die to proclaim the words of God, and so it shall be. God bless you all. Let's enjoy this week. Back to you, sis.
All righty. Well, we have a powerhouse mouthpiece anointed and appointed this morning. She's been with us before and blessed our hearts off. I love her, but for those of you who don't know about her, I'm not going to read her full bio because it is absolutely awesome. I'm going to encourage you to go to the website to read all about her, but just briefly, our mouthpiece to deliver the message of God today is Apostle Phyllis Terry, and she's the founder of God's Way International Ministries. Apostle Terry is an apostolic missionary who God has raised up and sent to nations as a trailblazer and pioneer for the kingdom of God. She is known for her tenacity in prayer, and she's grasped an end-time vision that will certainly advance the kingdom of God. Now, this mother of many nations has birthed and mentored numerous sons and daughters, as well as trained a myriad of intercessors for God's end-time army. She is a general, five-star general in intercession and spiritual warfare. Apostle Terry, she loves to be called Dr. Phil, I love it, is frequently sought out as an international conference speaker whose voice thunders forth with an apostolic and prophetic sound. Again, she's known for her anointed writings. She's the author of several books, Fasting, A Weapon of Breakthrough, Powerful Sayings to Keep You Praying, Words of Worship with Phrases of Praise, Paralysis of Prayerlessness, Plenty of Prayer, Plenty of Pain, and GAP Map, which is an intercessory prayer manual. Formerly, she served as the co-pastor along with her husband, Apostle Thomas Terry, Jr. of God's Way Love Center in Okinawa, Japan, for 15 years. Presently, she is the owner of JC's Kitchen Restaurant in Durham, North Carolina, where the Marketplace Ministry is in full operation. Apostle Phyllis, Dr. Phil, has a degree in business education from Winston-Salem State University and an MBA in business administration from North Carolina Central University. She also holds a Master of Divinity, and this is when I met her, our paths crossed at Oral Roberts University, and a doctorate in theology. Dr. Phil resides in Durham, North Carolina. Now I'm going to introduce to some and present to others our mouthpiece with the message of God today, Dr. Phil, Apostle Phyllis Terry. Good morning, my sister. The floor is yours.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. To God be praised, to God be praised. Thank you for that intro, but you know I don't care about the intros. Just let them know I know Jesus and my God, and I'm here to celebrate with the Master's call for 11 years of you pressing forward and not allowing anything to stop you. I am so excited. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for inviting me to come in to be part of your celebration today. You know I'm a part of you girls anyway, but my dear friend, Dr. PK, oh, my God, just so wonderful to hear her voice. We've been praying you through, and you have the victory in the name of Jesus because God is a God that cannot lie. And I am determined to stand with you. And I decree and declare today that death is suspended until your destiny is fulfilled. I say it again, that death is suspended until your destiny is fulfilled. God has not finished with you yet. All a part of this 11th anniversary, we are in need. You got to make it to 12 because that number 12 is going to set that governmental order and begin to release the things that God will help you to move forward on to a greater dimension. So, again, thanks and hello to everyone. That worship was just crazy. It was just crazy, but we need to settle in on that worship this morning. I'm not going to be before you long. I'm just going to give you something I feel like that the Lord has placed on my heart to kick this 11th anniversary off. You know, that number 11, you know, those of you that don't know me, I'm a numerology person. And you speak a number, and it just start coming up revelatorily. But I know that number 11 is so vital, and it is that number that gets us in the midst of in the midst of transition. It's in that midst where God brings forth his revelation, and between the 11 and 12, 11 is the number of chaos and disorder. We don't want to hear that in representing the number 11, but it is. It's transition because God normally comes in at that 11th year because 12 represents a governmental order. He sets the things in order for where you're going for your future. And so at 11, he stirs up chaos. He stirs up things that needs to be removed. He stirs up things that no longer can be because he knows that in order for you and his grace to help you to establish the next year, that there are some things that need to be done. And so think it not strange for transition to take place in this 11th year. Think it not strange that that God will rearrange and reorder and reset some things because he's preparing you as to where you will be going. So I praise God for number 11 because we all need some number 11s in our lives because we know that when we're at that place, that we're headed to greater, and we always should want the greater. So this morning, I just want to quickly give a quick word of about it's just time to move because as I was thinking about moving until this 12th year, that number of governmental order, the Lord was just saying that regardless of what TMC has gone through, you got to forget about those things which are behind and press towards a new mark, a new place, and he's going to do it suddenly. It's going to spring forth quickly, immediately on what God is preparing for the future. And so I'm going to read quickly Philippians 3, and I want to read, I'll start at verse 12, and it says, because there's a high calling, not as though I have already attained, not as though TMC has already attained, or either have you already perfected a thing, but you follow after that you may go to apprehend that which you have already apprehended of Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this is one thing I do. I'm forgetting about those things which are behind, and we are reaching forward unto those things which are before. I press. Somebody needs to know, say today that I don't care what my situation is, there's a press within my belly. I press towards a mark. I press towards the vision. I press towards what I know God has already said before me. I press towards the goal of a prize of a high calling in Christ Jesus. There's a press, a blessing, a pressing, a blessing in your pressing. And so even as Paul spoke here, I believe that Paul realized that he started out if Paul dealt with that if I press, I'm not going to stay at that. But if we shift, if we hear what God is saying, then we move forward. Sometimes we can celebrate years and we get stuck on what was in the fifth year, what was in the seventh year, the eighth year, when there were struggles, and we'll not sometimes deal on the strength that have gotten us through the 11th year. But Paul says that I realize that I have not obtained. I realize that I have not come into the fullness of what all God wants for TMC, but I am pressing towards it. And so when Paul talked about attainment, he talked about I hadn't accomplished everything. I hadn't achieved, and we're just not talking about TMC. I want you to put your own situation and your own life, your business, your dream, your family, or whatever it might be. But you may not have obtained it. You may not have accomplished it, and you may not have arrived at it yet. It hadn't been completed, and there is a fulfillment. I'm telling you today that there is a fulfillment that is coming, and we will need to realize that the fulfillment of God's promise, it shall be. And so he says, but I go on to apprehend. I got to apprehend that which is before me. It's the 11th year, and there has to be some apprehension towards what I'm going to go for. And what Paul meant there when he says, I must apprehend, I got to arrest that thing. I got to arrest my life. I got to arrest the dream. I must seize the moment. I must seize the opportunity. I must understand that where I am today, where we are today, does not mean that that's where we will be tomorrow. I got to perceive the fact that that all of God's promises are yea and amen. I got to move forward. And that's what I want to encourage you today, is that you're at a place of apprehending to arrest. Sometimes we have to arrest that thing that hinders us. Dr. PK, we are arresting illness. We are arresting sickness. Oh, yes, we are arresting. There are some of us that need to arrest our mindsets of doubt and fear and all of that that keeps us from moving forward. But we will arrest it. We got to seize that thing and let it know that it does not have control. Because Paul said, because I got to press, I got to move off where God wants me to move on to. We got to understand that. And he says, I'm going to apprehensive. I cannot be apprehensive. It's too many of us being apprehensive about the plan and purpose of God. We speak faith with our mouth, but we move our feet in fear. Let me say that again, God, because you're apprehensive. We speak faith with our mouth, but we move our feet in fear. But you cannot be apprehensive in this hour, because God wants to do it suddenly. As a matter of fact, I come to tell somebody today that what God wants to do in moving us forward, you're not even a part of the formula. He is the formula, and he wants to let you know that he wants to manifest what he desires in each of our lives and for this organization. And so we cannot be afraid. You cannot be anxious. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things through prayer and supplication. Make the request known. God already sees, and he already knows what is before us. And so we got to move. We got to conceive that we cannot not just say that I'm afraid. I don't believe God. Doubt comes up. We got to learn that the Father has said that we must learn to trace him. Hasn't he done it for TMC for 11 years? You can go back and trace the victories to trust him that he'll take you through the 12th year. We can go back and trace what God has already done in our lives. We got to trace God to trust God. Somebody need to capture that, because you're seeing and you're stuck in a place. You're stuck in a place of Shechem, just like Joshua had told his people to move out. I was reading about that, and he was talking about movement, and I thought about how we can be so apprehensive and not move that we're stuck and do not realize that we're stuck. But I come to let you know today that this is not the hour of stagnation. This is not the hour to be stuck, to be on the same level in the same dimension, doing the same thing. That's an oil, fresh oil. That's a sudden oil. That's a fresh anointing that has been poured out, and God has reset some things for us to be able to accomplish. And then I want to say that TMC and the rest of you, whatever your life is, there is some marching orders on this 10-25 day. There's some marching order, and those marching orders is the word of the Lord that says move. It says move. When I was looking at Joshua 3, and I don't have time to read the passage, but Joshua was commanding them that they need to move from the place that they were in. They need to move from Shechem. And Shechem was a place that it didn't necessarily represent bondage, but it didn't represent the promise. But Shechem was just enough, but not more than enough. I come to somebody today needed to hear that, because when you move, you're not going to move in just enough. God wants to bring us to more than enough. That's why Paul said, I press, I got to move, I got to move forward, because in my moving forward, I can see that it is more than enough. God is getting ready to move us out of place, that place called stagnation. He's getting ready to move us from a place called stuck. God is about to show us our next move, and we'll see this next move. We'll see it with the right frame of mind. Let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. He's going to move us to to the next move of knowing that when we move, that we're going to be able to pay close attention to him, and our focus will be on him and him alone. We're about to move in a new grace. Rebo Shata. We're about to move in a greatness that we've never seen before. Oh, look forward to this 12th year. And for some of you, you need to look forward for your tomorrow. You need to look forward for today. I told God today, God, I need this to be a miracle moving Monday. I just don't need to say it with my mouth. I got to believe it in my heart. I need you to move. I need you to move on my brother. I need you to move on my sister, PK. I need you to move in the business mountain. I need you to move in my home. I need you to move. I don't know what you need him to move on, but it's what he is moving, because Paul said, I cannot be stuck. I got to move and press towards a higher mark. You cannot afford to waste good
time. You cannot afford to waste God's time and on things that shall not be in the wish and the want. But I just want to say that as we are moving forward, God, it will bring a momentum. He will encourage us to know that that there is more than enough on the other side. It's an invisible force that will try to come against God's promise in your life. It's an invisible force. Sometimes we don't see it, but don't allow what was behind you. You remember Paul says, I've got to move forward and forget about those things which are behind me. That is the memory you. Somebody need to catch that. What's behind me is the memory me. And I cannot allow it to hinder the momentum me. Let me say that again. What you cannot allow the memory you to hinder the momentum you. You are building momentum. God wants to be able to give you the grace to walk in momentum with a fresh anointing. And so the greater you walk and move and forget what is behind, then don't let the memory of you sabotage the momentum you. And what happens with that? We'll let the memory us keep talking about how we was, and people will bring that to remember how TMC was, and the people who came in to try to sabotage it and didn't think it would make it for 11 years. But I've come to tell you today, you got to let the momentum you move you into the place that God is moving you for this dispensation and in this hour. I speak to the memory of you and say that you will not sabotage the momentum me. I will be healthy and I will be whole, because the momentum you is the new you. It's the emerging you. It's the moving to the next level. That is the momentum you. And so you got to say that there's a new momentum that's taking place. And I will not allow the memory me to hinder the momentum me, because the memory me symbolizes my past and the momentum me symbolizes my promise. God got a promise. All of his promises are yea and amen. And so therefore, I'm pressing towards the mark and forgetting about the memory me. And I'm moving from my past and moving to the promise. Somebody say, I see the promise. I see the promise. The promises are yes and amen. The promise is my health. The promise is my wealth. I see the promise. You practice. You prepared. You've been prayed. You prayed. You've even been prophesied over. But God is getting ready to loose you from a place called stuck in the sub vision of stagnation. That momentum you has to move forward. That momentum you has to be the greater one. That's why Paul says, I'm forgetting about. I gotta forget about that memory me, because it wants to help me paralyze. It wants to help me to remember pain. It wants to try to pervert me from seeing the vision. And so on this 11th anniversary, I want to say to you, TMC, this morning, may the momentum you move forward and you forget about the things that are behind, because the 12th year will soon be coming. And may the memory you of the past, may it be forgotten, and let that memory you be your testimony to let the devil know, ain't no stopping us now. We're moving forward. Move on, move forward, for the momentum you, there's greater ahead in Jesus' name. Don't be a wimp, be a winner, because that God has greater, and he will move suddenly. Behold, he says, I come to do a new thing. I come to do a new thing. Forget the former thing. See, I'm going to do a new thing, and it's going to spring forth suddenly, immediately. I decree suddenly on the move of God in each of your lives, in Jesus' name. Dr.
Amen. 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 Move on. Oh, powerful word. We're going to call you back for the benediction in just a short time. I tell you, did she not minister that word? Please go back and listen to that replay. Our replay number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085 with the same pen. And we'll be posting it on our website. Phenomenal anointed word. Oh, the memory me cannot hinder the momentum me. Father, I just thank you for this powerful word that was poured into us on this birthday celebration time. Thanking you, that we've come this far by faith. And thank you for the woman of God apostolically speaking into our lives today and helping us see and propel a clear vision for the future. Pour back into this woman of God as she is so freely poured into us. Thank you for every listener on the line, our many supporters, friends, our TMC family that has been the foundation to move us along this way. We thank you, God, for what you've done. We celebrate what you're doing, and with a spirit of expectation and anticipation, we look forward to what you will do in us and through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, I tell you, this has been an absolutely awesome start to our week. We again thank Dr. Phil for coming in, just blowing it up. Tomorrow, you want to join us, hop on 20 minutes till the hour to be a part of that anointed worship before we start. Our speaker for tomorrow will, yes, be Dr. Ben Tankert. Many know him for his music, but he is a pastor of Destiny Center Church in Murfreesboro, right outside of Nashville, Tennessee. Wednesday, we'll have worship with our powerful TMC worship praise team. Thursday, we're looking forward to having another anointed word from Pastor Carlton G. McCarter out of Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Yes, that is the pastor of our prayer general. And then Friday, we'll be on the Zoom. And please check our website or the many flyers that are around to get the Zoom information. We want to see each other's face. Some of you all have been hearing voices for 11 years and haven't been able to see what they look like. We're all going to get dressed up and be on that Zoom call. And our founders, Alejandro and Elvia, will be on to speak to us and to share with us what this ministry has meant to them through the 11 years. So we, again, thank you for being a part of today, where it all began 11 years ago, Apostle Phyllis Terry. We love you. We appreciate the God in you. Thank you for being such a dear friend to Dr. Pricola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We love you. We appreciate you. Could you give us our benediction for today?
Amen. And so, Father, we thank you and we glorify your name. We just decree and we declare, as we bring this call all to a close, that everything in our lives is about to immediately change, and there should be suddenly we will experience sudden favor, sudden increase, a sudden connection, a sudden healing, God, will come forth in the name of Jesus. May we move forth of knowing that you alone, the creative God, is able to bring expansion and do it suddenly and accelerate all things. May you continue to bless our TMC in the name of Jesus, is founder and co-founders together, and we know, God, if they're blessed by you, that they will run on to see what the vision shall continue to be. It is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.